This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. And check us out on our hotline, presented by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real-life magic for guests. We'll welcome in Nick Costas, host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Just type You Bet wherever you find your podcast, and you will find Nick. And with that, you found Nick right here. Hello, Nick. How you doing?
What's going on, guys? How we doing?
Great. NBA. NBA action is fantastic. I've heard that at one point in my life. Last night, not a real competitive game. Is Golden State going to run away with this or not?
I mean, run away with it? I don't think so, just because I have too much respect for Luka. And also, something to keep in mind, and like Golden State was great last night, and I do think Golden State's very likely to win the series, just in terms of like the encore matchup with Dallas. Dallas really did come out and give Jason Kidd and his staff a lot of credit. You know, they got annihilated in the first couple games in Phoenix, and the game two was embarrassing for Luka Doncic and company. And then the adjustments that Dallas was able to make in that series were pretty incredible and like widely heralded throughout like the basketball world and people that really pay close attention to that sort of stuff, of which I'm like starting to do that, and it's like actually really fun to watch the game inside the game with basketball, especially the chess moves in the postseason. So I don't think Dallas is out of it, and I think anyone honestly would be foolish to count out the great Luka Doncic, who I think is the best player in the series, and not to say he's a better overall player than Steph Curry for their careers, but I think Luka is the best player in the series right now. So no, like I don't think Golden State's going to run away with it. I have too much respect for Luka and the Mavs, but I do think Golden State's very likely to win the series here. I wouldn't bet Dallas in game number two, just because like if we're going to follow the same arc that the last series did, like Dallas going home, maybe able to make some more adjustments then after another game of data, another game on the court. So as of right now, no play for me coming up tomorrow night, Friday night in game number two, but I don't think Dallas is out of it in the series.
What are you watching for game two in the East tonight, Nick? Is it all about whether Marcus Smart is back? And it doesn't sound like Horford's anywhere close to being back.
Yeah, I mean, like we're dealing with incomplete information, unfortunately. So I'm going to try and just lay this out as quickly as I can here with like all the different permutations. So let's just assume that Horford's back in game three, and Marcus Smart plays tonight, and everything else remains static. I think the Celtics are the better team. I think Boston's extremely likely to win the series. Even if Boston loses the game tonight, I still feel like the Celtics can win the series against the Miami Heat. I just think they're better. And I think they're, like, a decent amount better. Like, Miami's got Jimmy Butler, and he's, like, sensational. Like, the rest of the team is really not great. And Butler gave you what he gave you in game number one, and the Celtics had the rest disadvantage, and Horford and Smart both ruled out before the game. So, like, I like the Heat in game one anyway, even if I like the Celtics to win the series here. So, assuming that, like, Smart plays, Horford's out, and, like, nothing else happens, everyone else is going to play, I like the Celtics tonight. I would not be shocked if the Heat won also, so it's not going to be like my favorite bet of all time. It would be Boston tonight. The problem is that with Al Horford and health and safety protocols on Monday, the chance remains, unless like Roger Goodell is taking over, and this is like, you know, how COVID disappeared in the NFL playoffs. It was funny how that worked, right? And like, God bless him. Like, I thought it was great. Like, we'll see what happens here. Horford's practicing and is with the team on Monday prior to like them pulling him out due to health and safety protocols. Like, would anyone really be shocked if like Jaylen Brown entered the health and safety protocols today? Like, I'm not saying that's going to happen. All I'm saying is like, it's a realistic possibility that it could happen. So I don't think you can bet anything with this series right now. I think you got to wait until basically like right before tip-off. Like, let's get all the information. Let's make sure that everyone's playing in the game. And if that's the case, I do like the Celtics tonight, and I do think that the Celtics will win the series. But until we get that word, like, I'm not willing to bet anything, because who the hell knows what could potentially happen here.
Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township, or visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. One thing I want to ask you before we let you go about golf. PGA, it's kicked off. A lot of people, you know, people scramble to do. They wrestle in their head with the first day leader. Should I bet a live bet on the first day leader? What are your thoughts on after the first round reshuffling and kind of throwing some money down on different people.
Sure, you could definitely do that. I think what you're looking for, obviously, would be guys that you really like that kind of start poorly. And I can't give you, like, the full-on golf better answer because I am not, like, I would not consider myself to be, like, a professional golf better. But what golf betters look to do is, like, look at the course, Southern Hills, and, like, what you need to do at this course, and look at the guys that are, like, statistically unlucky and, like, will probably, like revert back to form over the final 3 days of the tournament, guys that you liked heading into the tournament. So obviously, like, impossible for me to give you that answer now because, like, they're just underway to know, like, who's going to play well and who's not going to play well. What I can tell you is that my three favorite guys that I was betting going into the tournament to win the tournament were Colin Morikawa, Jordan Spieth, and Hideki Matsuyama. Now, Matsuyama has the extra wrinkle. He's dealing with his neck injury again. He told Japanese media that yesterday. So, like, that's someone to monitor, obviously, over the course of the day. Morikawa and Spieth would be the two. Morikawa would be my first choice here, where if Morikawa gets off to a rough start and he's out, I don't know, like five off the lead after today, like I may look to come back and play a little more on the great Colin Morikawa at Southern Hills in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So kind of a tough question to answer because I don't know how this is going to shake out today. But yes, I know like there are bettors that definitely do that. Wait to see what happens after day one and then look to jump into the market. Bet guys that they like at more advantageous numbers.
Nick, we appreciate it. Check him out. Host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Costas. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcast. You have a great week, Nick.
You guys too. Wishing you guys minimal sweats winning bets the absolute very best of luck. And by the way, I think I'm going to bet the Steelers in week 1 against the Bengals. Talk to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.